What is up, guys? Welcome back to Millennial Hollywood Season 1, Episode 3. Today we have two very special guests, Megan Rinks and Jack Ferry. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies.
Hello, and welcome to Millennial Hollywood Season 1, Episode 3. Welcome, welcome, and guys, we have a very, very special guest today. Someone who's entertained us for so long now, between her wildly popular YouTube channel and her aesthetically pleasing Instagram, as well as her role on Hulu's Freakish, we have Megan Rinks in the studio.
Woo!
Welcome.
Thank you for that intro. That was great. Can you follow me everywhere with that?
Yes. Just come up behind you and be like, everyone.
Hey, it's Megan. Wow.
So how are you today?
I'm good. I'm a little tired. I was telling you earlier that I stayed up way too late last night watching videos of Ryan Reynolds and Jake Gyllenhaal. They have a new bromance from their new movie.
Yes.
And it's amazing.
I'm going to have to check this out because you were telling me about this. I have no clue. I'm behind on the times right now.
I'm ahead of the time. I'm spending way too much time on EllenTube, so.
EllenTube, yes.
Yeah, I just get like, I watch a lot of Kid Scientists and then it got to like all and then the it other gets,
yeah.
things.
So once you click on one thing, it's just, it goes, I'm actually seeing Ellen on Tuesday.
So fun.
I'm so excited.
Oh my gosh, my friend used to work there.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Did you ever go to see her or no?
No. Now I know her post her working there. And I'm like, so can we like go on Ellen?
Yes.
Like, I just want to go. I want to go. They have like a bachelor cubicle talk thing.
Oh yeah.
And I really want to go on that, and that's like her best friend, and she was like, I'm not gonna let her, this thinks she's famous, we can't do that. I was like, but I want to go so
that would be so much fun.
And talk about The Bachelor.
Exactly. And where can everyone follow you on social media?
Just at Megan Rinks for majority of things, except for Snapchat, which is it Megan, which is stupid because I have Megan Rinks but I don't know the password anymore.
And you're just like, and here we go, and all the followers are already on this one.
And I'm just I messed up, I done goofed, but you know what? I gotta move past.
The same thing happened to me with my Snapchat, but it's okay. So let's talk about YouTube right now. We have some amazing photos of some of your cover photos of these. I am obsessed with your videos. They're so funny. I think one of them we have is like the Coachella haul.
Oh, yes. I look back at that video and I was like, I don't know what I was doing differently with my face, but I looked so much cuter then. I think I was also super tan. But yes. I regularly look back on that video and I was like, what happened to me? I was so cute.
Yes.
Right?
I mean, right, yeah, exactly. Okay, right? This little head thing, how do you keep the head thing on? Is it like strapped?
Jump cuts, a lot of jump cuts. I think I made, no, I didn't make that. Maybe I did make that. I was DIY-y for a while.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think I probably just like didn't move my head a ton.
Okay.
And I was just kind of like,
just like stiff.
Hey guys, thank you so much for watching my Coachella haul.
Yes.
Like, today I bought this.
It was very stiff. I love it. And then the next one we have, okay, so there was this, okay, when you did like the vlogs.
Yes.
Do you like do that as often still or not as many?
So I took a really long break from vlogging. It's so cute. I took a long break from vlogging and then got back into it in February. And I vlogged every single day. Or like I vlogged every day. I didn't upload every day. I missed like 2 days. But yeah, so that I got back into it doing that. And
that was
really fun. So I'm going to get back into it again post that. But I wanted to like get back into the habit of being able to vlog. But then I vlogged too much. And then I was like, I need another break. And I was like, this is a cycle. I need to just like,
I would
get
need
back
a break. I would definitely need a break.
Yeah.
But I love that when you did these videos, first of all, how is Olivia?
Oh, she's Olivia's good. Olivia recently went to the doctor.
Okay.
And she has, it was literally just seeing myself on Grace's podcast and I just talk about all the things that are wrong with me, which there are so many, always internally, externally. But I'm currently on Accutane, but I'm almost done with it, which is, like, this crazy intense drug for your skin. But it, like, sucks all the oil out of your skin. And because I had excess swelling on one side of my nose, it's also just, like, speeding up, like, the recovery on one side, which is, like, it's literally taken 2 years.
Yeah.
And so there was still excess swelling on the other side. But then I was like, what do I do? And he was like, well, we can't do anything for it because you're on Accutane. So we don't want to, like, it's getting more swollen in the morning and less swelling at night. Like, that's how I know it's not just cartilage. It's, like, there's swelling. So I don't want to, like, mess with it.
Exactly.
And so he instead, to make me feel better, put fillers on one side of my nose, which he warned me. He was like, I was like, is it going to hurt? I have like a high pain tolerance, but I pass out all the time, like just all the time. And he was like, I mean, yes, it's definitely going to hurt. But the thing that's most off-putting is everyone says that like it makes a sound. And I was like, what do you mean?
See, that
it
was,
makes a sound. He's like, it's kind of like a crunching. And I was like, what?
Okay.
And he's like saying this to me and I'm like, okay, well, I've committed to this. Like, you've numbed me up. Like, go ahead, do it. And I can only explain it and describe it as the same feeling you would expect in the sound if someone stuck a glow stick in your face.
No.
And it's like they're using their hands to like crack it and mold it. And it just feels, it just sounds like he's breaking my nose over and over and over again. And it's like felt like that.
Oh,
and then
gosh.
I passed out and then woke up and then I passed out again. And then,
wow.
But she's doing good. And then
that's amazing.
Yeah.
Olivia is what she calls.
She's my nose.
Yes.
My nose. But you can tell it's like a little less, right? I'm looking at Jack because I'm always like, look, it's great. But yeah. And then in 3 months, if it's still swollen, they can go in and like slice off some cartilage.
Yeah. Well, I love, okay, instead of being one of those people who, okay, like you had a deviated septum, right?
Yeah, but I just thought it was ugly. But okay. Then I didn't realize this until they were like, by the way, your insurance is going to pay for this because like your nose is like, this was broken. And
yeah.
I was like, oh, I thought it was just ugly. Thank you.
No, but I love how you were upfront and honest and like so many people try to hide it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And like you were, I love how honest and you're just so giving to your fans. Like you let that fourth wall down and everyone can kind of see what you're doing. And I love the fact that vlogs are very hard. You have to edit them every day and
yeah.
everything like that. But the fact that you're able to kind of break down that wall. And I love the ones that you've done like with your dad.
Mm-hmm.
He's adorable.
So cute. He's so cute.
Like, he's
adorable.
Loves you so much. You can just tell.
He's adorable. He's so fun. And that's, I like the honesty in the vlogs too, especially because, I mean, I got like no hate for getting my nose done, which
that's
never
amazing.
Happened.
Right.
But as soon as my whole thing is, and I tell this to everyone who's like either new on YouTube or like getting into all this stuff. I'm like, the more honest you are and the more upfront you are, there's nothing to really hate on. Cause I'm like, if you own it and you're like, yeah, like if you show you have an insecurity about something or you're
right.
trying to hide something, people are like, oh, I'm going to like target that. But if you're kind of like, yeah, like my nose is weird and I'm going to go get it fixed and like here's a plastic surgeon and like super upfront, it's like, well, what can I hate on?
Right. Like, it's like, well, she has it all out there.
Yeah, you're
yeah.
being really honest. Like,
exactly.
I can at least appreciate that. Plus, everyone was like, yeah, your nose was like jacked.
Oh,
you know?
That's so sad.
So.
People told you that?
Oh, well, I mean, it didn't look as bad in person because you couldn't really tell as much. But if you like looked in pictures or videos where it was like well lit or whatever, you could
okay.
tell because like my nose was just flat on the top. It was like a little butt. It was like
a little
butt. So I'm very glad that I got it done.
That's awesome. Well, that's awesome. And I do want to talk about Hulu's Freakish because
yes.
you came on I guess like 6 months ago or so.
I know.
To promote that, and that's
so
where we
fun.
First met. Thank you so much for coming back in.
Of course. I literally was asking if it was going to be you because I was like, I really hope it's him because we had so much fun.
It was
and
so fun.
I still talk about how great that interview was.
Thank you.
Because you actually watched our show and
yes.
it was so cool. And I know we had so much. We all had so much fun.
Good.
It was our favorite interview we ever did.
That is awesome. Thank
yeah.
you so much
no,
for saying
I'm
that.
No, I'm so excited.
Do we know if there's like a season 2 in the works or is it
I
still
hope
nothing
so.
So far?
I hope so. It'd be really cool. I would love that. But I mean, I personally... I selfishly couldn't think of a reason why there wouldn't be.
Right.
But I mean, I also don't work at Hulu.
Right.
Which, yeah, I don't
know. But
I
think that they need
shirts.
To get on this so we can have it announced,
know,
so we can figure
right?
it out, because I'm ready.
Me too.
I'm
I
ready.
Want a job. Would
right.
Would love a job.
Plus you get to hang out with all your friends again.
I know. And actually get paid, because now we just hang out for free.
And you're like, well, this is great, but
yeah,
can you
I'm
get
like,
paid again
come on,
for
like,
this?
Or at least like throw some credits on my IMDb. I'm bored.
Exactly.
I'm just, yeah, a lot of hobbies I need to have
yes.
right now.
And yes, here's the photo. It's really dark, but you can
oh,
kind of see.
Oh, there's me.
You're kind of there. Yeah.
Shadowy. Zoe Parker.
Yeah. What a name.
What
a name.
A name.
Itself. Yeah.
What a name.
But I want to see all those storylines play out. I want to know what's going to happen.
Me too.
Like,
no
come
clue
on.
What happens.
They don't let you know what a potential might be
oh,
or anything
no.
like that.
No. I mean, there were definitely things because we were, I'd never done anything that was, like, I guess like that long of an episodic thing
yeah.
where I was like a series regular in every single episode. So I hadn't done anything where we're getting new scripts so often. We got to the point where like they name scripts for, like different colors. Like, oh, like your blue sides, like your yellows, like
yeah.
pink pages, all that stuff. We got to the point where there were ones I'd never heard of. They're like, Megan, do you have your golden rods? And I was like, my golden rods? Like, what's a golden rod? And it's these like mustard colored pages that they hand me right before we shoot this scene. So there's so much stuff that was changing
yeah.
of like the storyline that when I watched it, I was like, oh, that's what happened with your character in this scene? Like, I had no idea.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of stuff that, for me, I don't know what happens in it or in the end at all. And I really tried to get the writers to tell me. And they
right.
were like, no.
Like,
and I was
no.
like, do you know what happens? Like, have you written it yet? And they're like, we're not telling. I'm like, but I want to know. So.
Exactly.
So.
Oh, my gosh. I think it's well overdue. We need to
right?
get this done.
I
it
know.
Needs to happen. You do still have cast meetups. I've seen.
Oh, all the time. Aislinn was over last night. She lived with me for like a month, which was so fun. We're supposed to see Leo tomorrow or maybe even tonight. Liza's birthday is actually today.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Happy birthday, Liza.
Yeah, she's 21. I know.
Wow.
I know. I'm like, okay. So, and we're going to Coachella together too.
Oh, that's so,
so I'm
cool.
Like, I'm like literally going to be like, let me sit down and have a conversation. I'm like, you have fun. I'm like not going to take care of anybody.
Yeah.
Just putting that out there.
Exactly.
But yeah, no, we see. And then Tyler's actually, he's shooting in, he was on an episode of Nashville and he's shooting a feature right now in, he's in Atlanta. So he's gone. And Melvin is shooting, Melvin is shooting season 3 of Unreal, which is out. Like, yeah. I can say that. I'm so mad. I'm like literally so jealous, like texting him, like, I hate you. And I go to all of it. He's doing a lot of Facebook Lives because I think he's really bored in Vancouver.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And he's like doing a lot of Facebook Lives and I'm always in them. I'm like, I hate you. I miss you. And he's like, sup, Megan?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love his, I just watch his Instagram stories and all like behind the scenes stuff. Like, he's having a blast.
Oh, and he has a persona online. Like, he deep down is like a sweet, like very kind of like, he'll hate me for saying it, but like, a, like he's like, he was like a gangly, awkward kid who like grew up to be like this big buff guy, but like deep down he's still this gangly awkward kid.
Yeah.
And so he has got this like this Instagram persona where he's like, yeah, like girls, like I'm a bad guy, like what's up? And I'm like, no, you're like, not.
That's not,
you're
you.
Not at all. So
I love that.
But he's, yeah, he's funny. So he, everyone's doing like a lot of work stuff,
that's
which is
awesome.
Cool, except for me and Aislinn was in Argentina, but now she's back and I'm just making her sit on my couch and
so you're like,
watercolor
all right,
we gotta
do this. But you're not, you're still pretty busy because leading up to something very awesome and new that's happening, you're coming out with your new podcast, Don't Blame Me.
Yes.
It's like advice from a fellow work in progress, right?
Yes, yes. A fellow mess up or an F up. See, we're live.
No,
I didn't swear.
Yeah, there we go.
But yeah, no, I'm so excited for that. So
that's
that'll
amazing.
Fill my schedule, hopefully.
Definitely.
Which will be fun.
Definitely.
And, I, yeah.
And yes, we have the producer of it, Jack Ferry, in the studio. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. Thank you.
Thanks for sitting here and watching us for a while.
That's no problem. I'm used to it at this point.
Yeah,
right, exactly.
You got some solid headphones.
Yes.
Yeah, I just got here off of my helicopter.
Yeah.
So I thought I would just leave the headset on.
I thought
it's part of my aesthetic.
Yeah.
It is. It's a good aesthetic.
It's very good.
You're
helicopter dude aesthetic, definitely.
Thank you.
Where can everyone find you on social media?
I'm on Twitter at JackFerry99 and on Instagram at JackFerry.
Why awesome. The 99?
Yeah, yeah.
So
you've told this story before.
There's another Jack Ferry who's like, who took it before me.
Is he famous?
No, not at all.
See, you could have just like...
Yeah.
He's like a lawyer from Lancaster County, Pennsylvania.
Oh, you know.
Oh,
that's
I know him. There's like a whole like collection of like Jack Ferries.
Oh my God.
There's like a Jack Ferry group on Facebook that
did
I'm
you join
of.
It?
Wow.
Yeah.
You, yes.
What do you guys
amazing.
Talk about?
Just what it's like being Jack Ferry.
What's it like?
Just like another awesome day being Jack Ferry.
That is so incredible. That needs to be a podcast in its
yes.
own right there.
The
like
Jacks.
With all the guys, like all
the Jack Ferries.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it.
So I had to put a number behind it. And I created a Twitter account when I was doing a show called $99 Music Videos.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, well, that's it then. But on Instagram, I'm at Jack Ferry.
Okay.
That's nice.
Yeah. And then one day I'll be rich enough to buy the Twitter handle from
and
the
then,
other Jack Ferry.
Yeah.
How much is he selling it for?
He's not selling it at all. He's just being a jerk.
Is he tweeting?
Like, occasionally.
Oh.
See, that's the thing.
Yeah.
If they tweet occasionally, you can't do anything. If it's been, like, I guess 6 months or something, you can, like...
Yeah.
Take
that's
it
what I... Someone
or
took mine.
No way.
And yeah, and they were like, oh, it was, like, a Megan Rinks, like, fan. And they were like, we have it, don't worry. Like, we just need to be paid for it. And I was like, you're not a fan. You stole
no
this and
way.
Want money. But then the account was, like, dead.
Oh, okay.
And so then Twitter was like, we'll take it. And then the Instagram account, I made the at Megan Rinks one and then like forgot the password. And they were like, we've been trying to get in contact with the person who has Megan Rinks. I'm like, psych, it's me. I don't have that email anymore. Like, we can just like, it's cool. Like, I promise this was me. And they were like, okay. And
like,
I'm like, right. My bad. I'm sorry.
And they can't do that for Snapchat?
Right.
No, I have the Megan Rinks Snapchat.
I thought you said it was it Megan.
Okay. So I messed up.
Yeah.
Here's the story. So this was before I was, like, using my real name, and I was, like, very...
Okay.
And this was also... It's less about that, more about the fact this is when I had, like, a life outside of the internet, and I was like, I have, like, real friends. Like, I do real things. Like, I need my private life. Like, I have all of these things going on.
You
so,
should
like,
use this voice all the time.
All
of
the
way.
Time, just,
yes.
like, very much, like, realizing. And you get it. And so
yes,
I literally I have it, and I was using it for, like, my college friends. And now I have no college friends, and all of my friends, like, live on the internet or have been, like, forced to be in my videos. So it really doesn't matter, and everyone
right.
knows my name, but it, Megan, is just what's... I don't. I want them to merge, and
yeah.
like
to sync together,
just like come together as one.
Yes. Speaking of, you guys have kind of come together as one in this
yes.
next project you're doing.
We
so
have.
I want to know what was like the first project you guys worked on together.
Oh,
I guess Oscar's Hotel.
About?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was an executive producer of Oscar's Hotel, which is a series by Kick the PJ,
mm-hmm.
another YouTuber, and so part of my job as the EP was to just try to get lots of cool, talented people to be involved in the show.
Yeah.
And so I hadn't really worked with Megan, but I wanted to work with Megan on something. So I asked her if she wanted to do it, and she was like, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I had no idea what I was in for because I played a Rose, but the name character was Rose. I was like, Rose, cool. That's my middle name. This is fun. And I get there, and they're, like, making me into a flower. So I, like, had, like, full-on, like, what's it, like, the spray paint face spray body spray face paint.
Airbrush.
Yeah. There we go.
Thank you.
Yeah. There was a dress made of AstroTurf.
Yes.
It was pretty elaborate. It was great.
It was one of those things where, like, when I had to pee, I had to, like, have one of the costume designers. I'm like, yo, I gotta pee. She's like, okay, we'll have an assistant come help you.
No
pee.
Way.
Because it's huge. And there was, like, fake, like, applique flowers on all of this stuff. And we, Mitchell Davis used to always make jokes when I would have to. He's like, oh, and there goes Megan with her crew helping her go pee. And he was, like, painted red the whole time. So every time he would pee, then, like, his hands would, he'd have to, like, wash his hands. I'm like, oh, did you go to the bathroom? And he's like, can you stop it? I'm like, two can play on this game.
That's right. That's right.
But yeah, that was the first thing we worked on. And then...
And then you were also on the podcast, Not Too Deep.
Yeah.
I was.
Yes.
Megan was like one of the best guests we've had.
It's the best day.
Where do you film that, by the way? Is it like in a studio or?
It is in a studio. We used to do it at the YouTube Space LA.
Okay. Yeah.
And
yeah.
then we moved it to Grace's house. And then we moved it to Grace's office. And then now we do it at full screen.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
So, yeah. So we started in Playa Vista, worked our way back to the east side of Los Angeles, and then back to Playa Vista again.
Well, you guys have, like, it seems like you have a total blast. Like, that is so fun.
So fun. It's like...
the greatest.
Yeah, it's like the funnest show to work on.
I want to live there. I also just, love her to the point where, like, I don't know, like, we've hung out since. It was great. I just don't know if we can be friends because I'm fangirling too hard the whole time. Like, I just, like, I don't have a chill. Like, there's no meter of it. I just try too hard. Every day is an audition to be her friend. And my friend Lily is like, dude, cut it out.
You're like, I'm sorry. I'm just fangirling.
Yeah, I don't know how to be a normal human.
But you were a great guest. It was a really funny interview.
I had so much. I blacked out. I walked out of there. I was like, I don't know anything that I said. Was that bad?
That's like the scariest thing when you don't know what you said. Because you're like, I need to watch this back ASAP and figure out what went down.
A lot of words on
that.
Oh,
that happens to me. Yeah. For sure.
That's so much fun. Where did you guys get the idea? Like, where did you guys come up with the idea? Did he pitch it to you, or did you were just talking one day and it came about for the new podcast?
I mean, I knew Megan was always doing, like, advice videos and stuff like that.
Yes.
And she said she wanted to do a podcast, and I've kind of become known as, like, the podcast guy.
Yeah, yeah.
In, like, the community, so... I was like, yeah, I can help you put it together. And we started talking about it, like, a while ago.
Yeah, and it was a whole different concept.
It was, like, 2 years ago we started talking about it. And, but, like, again, it was just very casual.
Yeah.
And then after a while, I was like, well, look, if we're going to do this, let's just do it. And so we narrowed in on a title, and that's it. And so we're hopefully going to be launching it, like, next month.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Very excited.
That's awesome.
It was originally going to have a segment of me dating people. And then I think Jack Fair was the first person I told when I started dating my boyfriend, who, like, nobody else knew.
Yeah.
But I was like, so I don't know if we can do, like, a dating segment because I'm, like, kind of dating someone.
Yeah.
And you, like, full on. It was like a therapy session where you're like, it's okay. That's fine. But, like, you, like, let's talk about this. Like, are you going to tell me who it is? I'm like, oh my God. And it was,
Speaking of, you finally, like, come out publicly.
I know. And Melvin kind of, like, spilled the beans here last time we were here.
It's
which
so funny.
Was so funny.
I know you were here. And, like, at this point, your relationship was private. And then all of a sudden, I was like, I didn't catch it at first because I was like, why is everyone laughing? Like, I'm trying to get everybody back on track.
Oh, you did an amazing job at that, by the way, because Melvin said something about how he said something like, oh, and then, like, Megan's boyfriend came on set or something about, like, Megan's boyfriend. And he, the second he just ends the D in friend, he realizes it and looks down, and Leo's there like,
and like, you're just like,
I'm just like, and you're like getting it back on track completely. And Melvin's just like staring. He's like, I'm going to die.
Why was it such a secret?
Yeah.
It's all my fault. Like, he was stoked when that came out, by the way. He's like, now everyone's gonna know we're dating, score. And I was like, okay. I was weird about it. We like knew each other for a while and we had worked together before.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, there was like that nervous thing where like everyone, it was also one of those things like everyone already thought we were dating. And I spent so long telling everyone, like, we're not dating because we weren't. And then we started dating. I was like, damn, everyone's right. Like, now I have to go back and be like, okay, remember when I said we weren't dating? Like, now we are, but we weren't back then. And,
right.
Like, all that stuff. And I'm also like weird with like, feelings and things, and I'm a great girlfriend now, but I originally was like, oh, let's like not put like names and stuff, and like, don't, you can date other people and like all that stuff. And he was like, are you kidding? I'm like, I just like, emotions are, I don't know, I'm great now.
Yeah.
I think.
So you're in an open relationship. That's what you're saying.
No. Also, I would, like, kill him. But yeah. I was just back. Yeah. I was very much like, it's cool. Like, don't worry. Like, I am, like, I'm never going to whatever. And yeah. Now I'm, like, just, yeah. No,
after now it's out. And then you're just, because I remember you were working with, like, a collaboration where you were in pajamas.
Yes. Yes,
and,
yes, yes.
And I remember you said, oh, and I made my boyfriend do this. And I was like, wait a minute. Because I got your back. I stayed silent. I didn't tell anybody. I didn't post anything. Because like at AfterBuzz Popcorn Talk, like if someone says something on our show that's like news.
Yeah.
Like one time Sarah Hyland's boyfriend Dominic Sherwood came in and they were going to go skydiving on Valentine's Day. And I wrote up a press release and like
oh,
I was
wow.
the first
oh,
on the
my
scene.
God. So thank you
and
for
so
not
I was like,
making
I got your back.
Not that I'm that cool. But no, yeah. So I revealed that we were dating in a video where I did, like, telling secrets about me. So oh, okay. I went through and told, like, I think I did 10, between 7 and 10, like, legitimate secrets and things that people... Because I all those, like, Q&As where it's like, let me tell you a secret. And it's yeah. like, secret, like, I can do this. And everyone's like, great, you great. Know how to, like, say the alphabet backwards. Granted, one of my secrets was that I can, like, recite the Greek alphabet, which I did terribly. Wow. And everyone's like, great effort, but, like, wrong? And I was like, cool. And so I had... and then the last one was like, I have a boyfriend. He just, like, sat up in the background of the video and I didn't make it the thumbnail and I didn't do anything with it. So then all the comments were like, oh my God, didn't even watch to the end? Like, wait, what? Like, is this real? And the video just ends. And so I like never made like the big announcement yeah. and then I just like threw him into all of it. Makes then, it easier because now right. I can like snap. It was so hard to like, and he would get offended when I would be like, hey, you're in my Snapchat.
Oh.
I'm terrible, but I'm good now.
Okay.
So like,
I'm glad everything's yeah, good
it was,
now.
Yeah.
It was for the better, I guess.
Yes,
you know?
It was.
Now, and that's
was.
Amazing. He yeah. seems like
he's
very
the,
sweet.
Oh,
too.
He's the greatest.
Yeah.
He's cute. He's
that's
adorable.
Awesome. So whenever you guys are doing this podcast, are you going to kind of cross over and like, are we going to hear you in the podcast too?
I think. Most likely.
Yeah. I
most
think,
likely.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
like kind of come in every once
yeah.
in a while.
I mean, it's still Megan's show. But,
yeah.
But yeah, I have a feeling I won't be able to shut up.
No, I was like, I also feel like there's going to be things that are very interesting in the sense of like wanting other people's opinions too,
right.
which I think will be fun.
So it'll be like, hey, like, what
yeah.
do you think of this? Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like there's no way if like something ridiculous happens, you're going to be able to just be like quiet.
Oh, that's no. for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 100, like not at
but
all.
But I've watched your advice videos in the past and they're usually really good. I mean,
yeah. usually.
Only,
what's not, what's
only
not,
every once in a while yeah. do you give some questionable advice.
Like what? Like, which one did I give questionable advice? Well,
I mean, what I like about it is you're very practical. You're like, you acknowledge the fact that, like, yes, you're a young person. You might be in high school or even younger. We
yeah.
acknowledge the fact that, like, you're going to have sex anyway. So
yeah.
let's at least talk about a way to, like,
not get pregnant.
Be safe about it.
Yeah.
Which I think is great. And I think a lot of people, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do this show, because a lot of, like, the advice, like, podcasts are hosted by people who are well into adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
And you're close enough to being the age of some of these kids that have been
yes.
calling in regularly.
Yeah.
And that it's not that distant for you to be
yeah.
able to say, like, I remember what it was like. It was just a couple of years
mm-hmm.
ago. And I know how this felt. So I can kind of speak from your perspective. But I like because you're in that perfect age where you can kind of bridge the gap. Because I also feel like adults can call in, too, and say, like, my kid is being insane.
Yeah.
No kidding.
And I'm like, they're on drugs.
Yeah.
You might want to get them.
Yeah. Look at that.
Right.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah. So I think it's cool because, you know, you're like really honest about that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Far too honest. My friends, some of my friends won't ask me advice about specific things and won't tell me about specific things in their lives because they're like, well, I know what you're going to say. So I'm like, so you do agree with me.
Yeah.
Like you think that this is a stupid idea. And they won't tell me if they like go back and start seeing a guy that they've like seen before. Because they're like, they don't want the I told you so moment.
Right.
So they'll like selectively ask for my advice when they want.
And you'll
it
be like, oh, hold on. What's going on here?
Yeah.
And
I'm
then
like,
you can
so
kind of
what about
out.
This? I saw something on Facebook. And they're
yeah.
like, wait. I'm like, okay, have fun with that.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
Well, I love how honest you are because a lot of people on advice videos, they just kind of do the blanket thing where they're like, okay,
yeah.
like, yeah, you should do this or I think this about this. And they move on so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I love how, you know, like in the video that whenever you announced
yeah.
it, the things you were saying, like, you didn't just give an answer. Like, you really thoughtfully did it as if they were your friend. Like, look, you need to make sure this is okay. And, like, the way that you said everything, it was like a big sister or, like, or even just, like, a sister or, like,
thanks.
A cousin that you would want to sit down and talk to. So that's
yeah.
why I think it's going to be so successful is because you do give those real answers. And if someone asks a question, instead of, like, trying to be 100%, like, candy coat everything. Yeah. You're like, no, you need to look at that, because what you're doing is maybe not...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I've always been like that. So I'm excited, and I hope people are ready for it, because it's definitely not sugar-coated, and it's, like, definitely really honest.
Yeah.
Which I've been told it's a lot of tough love.
Yeah.
Which sometimes my boyfriend won't, like, want to talk about something. I'm like, well, do you want to hear my advice? He's like, no, because you're going to be mean. And I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah, cool.
That's what's important about it, I think.
I think so, too.
You have to be... Because somebody asked me, they were like, well, you know, why is Megan doing an advice podcast? Like, basically, they're asking me, like, what's her qualification?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if you know this, but no one's qualified.
Yes.
Exactly.
And I think that's the thing,
too. There's no, like, advice school you go to.
No. And even then, like, if you're, like, talking to professionals, they have you get to the own answer of it. And so much of the time when you're asking someone advice on something, you kind of have an idea of it. But for me, at least, like... I want someone's opinion. I don't want someone to just, like, talk it out with me and have, like, me find it. Like, I genuinely want someone else's opinion on this to be like, hey, I know we're not friends, but, like, and I'll do it to my real friends in general, too. Like, I'll tell them, like, by the way, like, you were in the wrong. Like, I love you, and I'm saying this because, like, you were in the wrong. Like, this was terrible. You shouldn't have done this. And I think it also, like, makes people accountable for things. And I would want someone to do that for me. Like, if I did something so mean, like, I don't want to, like, end up, like, growing up and becoming, like, pretending I'm not a grown up. I'm not. Like, growing up and becoming a terrible person because no one told me that, like, I was being terrible. Like, I want someone to tell me, like, hey, you're being terrible, because then I won't be permanently terrible.
Exactly.
I just don't want to be terrible.
She doesn't want to be terrible.
I just don't want to be a bad human.
That's a great
I love that.
Yeah. Like, I just don't want to be terrible. And so, like, I need people in my life who are going to, like, keep me in check and, like, tell me if I'm being, like, bad. I just want to be a good person.
I love that. I love it. It's real, and it's exactly what people need to strive for, and it's a simple thing that most people don't get.
Just don't be a sucky person.
Exactly. Now, is this going to be just audio, or is it going to be filmed for YouTube as well as for iTunes, or where is it streaming, all this kind of stuff?
For now, we're just doing audio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love it. A lot of sweatpants.
Right?
A lot of glasses. A lot of no makeup.
Love it.
So many pajamas.
Are you going to, like, so it's going to be on iTunes?
It will be available on iTunes.
Okay.
It'll be available wherever people get their podcasts.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. That's super, super cool. That's amazing. Well, if you ever wanted to make it like a video component in the future, I know that they like rent out some of the studios. Like Ross Matthews.
Oh, my,
the red carpet host. He does his straight talk here.
Oh.
And so sometimes I'll be like, you know, coming out of one of my shows, and he'll be like, this little high-pitched voice, like, hey, how are you? And I'm like, that's Ross Matthews.
That was really good, by the way.
Thank you.
He's also living my dream life. Living in Palm Springs with old people, playing bingo and shuffle, and like not interacting with like other humans who are under the age of 75, and going to bed at like 8 p.m. listening to him on Grace's podcast. I was like, this is my dream. And I had friends text me, like, are you listening to Ross Matthews on Grace's podcast? Because it's you in 2 years. I'm like, yes.
It does sound like the dream.
Oh, Palm Springs. Would be. I mean, it's too hot for me, but like that is my dream to like move.
Palm Springs is
too hot. Too hot. I love Palm Springs, but it's too hot.
That's
I want to move
you have
to
a
like
pool.
Right.
I want to move to like the Hamptons and be Ina Garten and like have like a specialty store where I sell like $9 brownies and like
there we go.
Artisanal like jams.
Right. If you like, want to live in the Hamptons, I know that the Kardashians are selling or like they're on the market. That's like $12.75 million right now. For their
freakish
Hamptons extraordinaire place that they had there. I know it like went down $1 million like last week apparently.
Great.
So,
well, I've got $13 million burning a hole in my pocket.
And so you love a good sale.
I love a good sale.
It's $1 million off. I mean, how can you say no?
It's like a big discount.
Yes.
Super big.
So whenever you guys are doing this, is there any topics that are going to be like off the table that you don't talk about? Or is it just very honest? If people send in stuff, you're going to answer it.
So when we first posted the announcement video, we got 300 voicemails.
Did we?
No way.
Oh, I haven't heard this.
Yes.
Whoa.
300?
So there's a lot to choose from. And obviously, we can only do so many per episode, and a lot of them are a little repetitive.
Well, that was the same thing that happened when I was doing the video with, like, so many of these questions were girls being like, I'm 20 years old, and I've never kissed a boy. And I was like, yo, by the way, like, 35 of you sent in the same question. So, like, you're not the only, like, I feel like I'm the only one. I'm like, well, I can literally tell you you're not.
Yeah. So. You're like Katie, Rebecca,
Sarah, Samantha.
All of them.
Yeah, so there's a lot of that. So I try to choose, you know, interesting questions for her to answer, obviously. And I think eventually when we sort of do it longer, we'll get into themes.
Yeah.
And, you know, depending. But right now we're just going to take a sort of a variety at first.
Yeah.
Just to sort of see where that goes.
Yeah.
But what's cool about it is because we've got the opportunity to sort of select the best questions, I feel like people are going to kind of learn, like, these are the kinds of questions that she likes. These are the kinds of, you know, this is how much context I should provide. Because it really runs the gamut from people leaving these long, elaborate stories, trying to give as much detail as possible, and it's kind of hard to follow.
Right.
And then other people being like, I'm single and lonely. Can you help me? Thanks, bye.
Yeah.
And it's like, bye. I can't help
you. There's not much to do. You can't really help with that kind
of person. You need at least, not like a million details, but you need some kind of details. Then it's easier to answer because you're like, okay, this is happening. Well, this is what you need to do.
Because I always ask clarifying questions, too, to like even my friends. I'm like, so if this means this, but like, what is this? And then people like try and hide certain facts. I'm like, no, tell me what that means, because then I can tell you like,
otherwise,
are you trying to make yourself sound better?
Yeah.
Or like, are you giving him like way too much credit and he's really terrible?
Right.
That you're just like not bringing it up.
And I love how on the video where you announced that you were clarifying with, you're like, if this is any kind of an abusive relationship at all, like, leave.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes people will leave out those details, and then you may give advice, and then they'll take it, but then they didn't tell you the real thing, and then you're
so
like...
So, I think when it comes to stuff like that, where it's, like, super heavy and super serious, I think there's always that kind of, like, blanket statement that it's, like, if this is anything that's, like, super extreme, or if anyone's in, like, physical harm and danger and that whole thing, where it's, like, if someone's hurting themselves or hurting others, this is something where, like, seeking professional help. But I think there's also that sort of thing where some people, especially when it comes to, like, toxic relationships or things like that, some people see things as, like, abusive relationships and all those things, and if their relationship is still like really crappy but it's not that bad, they kind of like settle with other things. So I think it's actually kind of cool to be able to talk to people and like answer advice questions when it comes to relationships that aren't awesome, but some people kind of justify them because they're not as bad as they could be. And so I think it's kind of it's nice to be able to talk about those sort of things too, and have them be like, you know, you can be in a really crappy relationship even if it's not like the worst it could be, but like, let's be happy it's not the worst it could be, but like, it still can be bad. Like, that still might be still on like on the spectrum of like kind of terrible. So that's cool, but like leave from that.
I know I have a few friends in mind right now that I think I'm gonna forward the on iTunes you can like gift podcast or like gift and song. I'm gonna be like,
so-and-so has shared this podcast with you. They think you'll like it. They recommended it.
I recommend it. So they're gonna be like, wait, what's this? And then hopefully they'll realize that
they
believe.
People need to stop dating terrible people.
I know.
I mean, I dated terrible people for a really long time, and I also just didn't realize people were terrible. And then until I dated someone who wasn't terrible, and I was like, what was I doing? I wasted so much time. Like, what was I doing?
Yeah.
Granted, like, so glad he's here, and like, he's fine. Like, we're solid. Good. But I would have been able to date other people who weren't terrible if I realized.
And I'm still trying to look for a girl who's not terrible.
Yeah.
To be honest.
I've got single friends.
Okay. All right. Well, great. Cool. Yeah, we'll talk after. So where are you guys going to be filming this? Where are you guys going to be recording this? Is it going to be in a studio or starting off at your home or
in my house?
That's so
fun. I love
fun.
It. I don't even have to leave.
It's so comfy.
My house. Yeah. So comfy.
Yeah, I've got like a lot of portable recording gear, and
that's awesome.
The material is so like it's so accessible now that it's really easy to just like get the equipment, and then just, you know, I got like two bags worth of stuff, and then I just we show Take up it. And
Mary
set
Poppins.
It up, and there you go. By the way, we should probably mention how people can
a good
leave
idea.
A question.
Yeah,
they call a phone number.
That's
which
right.
Jack, which do you want to say the phone number?
Which you know?
Oh, I don't even remember my own passcode. Oh,
you can't read that.
You're gonna read it for me.
It's 310-694-0976.
And awesome. Again,
310-694-0976.
All right.
You really can't read this.
I have an appointment for LASIK. It's 310-694-0976.
Yeah, you got it.
There we go. See?
I have an appointment for LASIK on Saturday.
So maybe after
8
that, she'll be able to.
Oh,
ooh.
Perfect.
I've scammed my friend, and we have two birthday parties tonight, but I told my friend, I was like, let's have a sleepover tonight. Like, it'll be so much fun. And he's like, yeah, that'll be great. Like, sleepover, great, because my boyfriend's out of town. He's like, this is going to be so great. But I haven't told him that I'm making him sleepover, because I'm going to wake him up at 7 a.m., and we're going to go to my LASIK eye appointment while he's hungover.
Are you getting LASIK done tomorrow?
No, I'm going
You're
for the
like
consultation.
Okay.
I went to one LASIK consultation, and they're like the ones who do all the celebrities, and it's like everyone on my team is like, you have to go to the top of the line. And I'm like, okay, cool. I know you rep like really famous people, but like I don't have $12,000 to spend on my eyeballs.
Seriously.
Which is insane. So I'm like, instead found this other guy on Yelp. Which
sounds
scary.
I found him on Craigslist. It's fine.
Great reviews. So now I'm meeting him to like compare prices.
Okay.
Anyway, I got a Groupon.
Yeah.
That's a medical procedures on Groupon scare me so much.
That's a big no-no.
Yes. Like, don't do it, guys.
No.
Yeah.
But that's kind of scary. Like, I feel like you should film
Oh,
this.
I'm going to.
Okay, good.
I know, right?
That's like
I feel
YouTube
like, can
goals.
I write it off for taxes if I film it?
I'm sure.
I'm not an accountant. Why are you asking
me? I mean,
me?
I'm
Why
sure.
Why would I know this?
Hey, IRS, don't come for me. no, but I want to film it. But I'm scared of it. Because they slice your eyeballs
They
open.
Literally slice them.
Yeah, and you're awake the whole time.
I don't want to. No, I won't. Because we know me. I'll pass out.
I'm told it only takes like 2 minutes.
What?
Yeah. But it's like lasers. Yeah. Like they laser your eyeballs.
I'm told. So, I'm told they like you take something that kind of makes you like happy, and then
love it.
And
already
they,
like, doing it.
Then they slice your eye up. They lift it up. They do something to it. They put it back. And 2 minutes later, you're done.
And then you get those really cool sunglasses. So you're fine.
Hell yeah! Yes. I'm about that. And also, like, I just have the most temperamental eyeballs in the world. Like, it took me like I had to take my contacts in and out like 300 times a day because they get dust on them because I have severe dust allergies and I have dry eyes. But like I have an issue with like eye drops and how am I alive? Is that the
question?
I'm
just saying you're a bad candidate for LASIK.
No, I'm not. I'm a great candidate for LASIK. Oh, okay. Because
I think it makes your eyes drier after you get it done.
Ooh,
yeah, but then I can use it. My issue is I have allergic reactions to eye drops. So, I have dry eyes and my contacts will just, like, fall out.
Yeah.
Are you allergic to the sun, too? What's
funny enough, I have contact dermatitis, which just means, like, my skin, like, flares up and will get hives from, like, being in contact with, like, physical things or if I get too hot or too cold.
So basically all you need to do is just sit in your home, record the podcast, be in sweatpants, and then you don't have to go out to the outside world.
That's all she wants to do.
That's all I want to do ever.
That's incredible.
I want to go to work. I want to be on a show, and I want to go to the work of the show, the day on the set, in sweatpants, and then I want someone else to do my hair and makeup, and I want to do my job, and then I want to get out of my clothes and back in my sweatpants and go back home and then spend my weekends watching the Food Network.
That's amazing.
And not leaving my house.
That's so fun.
I love it. I love not leaving my house.
I know. I've recently discovered that now because yesterday I went to Santa Monica and I was like, ooh, getting out into the sun.
Ooh, that's bad.
Going and walking from Santa Monica to Venice and back.
No, I could go days without seeing the sun, which is bad.
Ugh.
I could just
That's
look
so
at them.
Sad.
I know, but I don't like interacting with people unless I'm with people I know. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't like going out by myself.
Mm-mm.
Not that I think I'm famous or people are following me or watching me. I just like, I feel like I have the most awkward social encounters with people, like always. And so if someone's with me, it's like, I feel a little better about it, which anyone can testify. Like Liza constantly tells me that like she's like, you are the most like uncomfortable person to talk to. Just like, anyone, like a waiter at a restaurant, she's like, you just like don't stop. You think everything's a stand-up routine and no one's laughing and you don't stop. And it's so embarrassing and awkward. And I need support around me for friends who can be like, stop talking or like laugh.
Yeah.
I just make people uncomfortable all the time.
I don't know why, because you're like the easiest person to talk to. Like most people are very standoffish, you're quiet, and like you're just like, hey, what's up? And you're friendly and you make everyone feel
word vomit. I just share too much. I'm an overshare. And this works, though, because we're having a conversation. Because most of the time, people think I'm, like, being sarcastic. I am being sarcastic. Like, people think I'm just, like, really mean, which I get a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Really?
I don't get that either.
The entire cast of Freakish, when I walked in, they were like, this girl's gonna be the worst.
Really?
Like, even Leo said he hated me at first. And he thought I was, like, and then he just realized that I was, like, being self-deprecating and, like, they realized I was sounding funny. And I was like, I'm so glad you came to your senses.
You came to your senses and liked me.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Judging the book before.
I know, right?
Crazy.
It's okay. It's okay.
But for the show, is it going to be like, I know right now it's like the advice-based questions, but are there different segments? Like, we're going to be talking about this, or I know you said you probably will get to that eventually.
Yeah, for right now, we're focusing on the people calling in and giving advice. But yeah, we're talking about having some guests on at some point.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. I think it's one of those things where doing podcasts are really cool because it's such an intimate experience, you know, like a video is very performative and podcasts tend to be longer and people generally listen to it like on headphones, like when they're on a commute in their cars, like on the bus, things like that. So it becomes this very intimate thing. And I think what's interesting about it is because it's so easy to do, you can like crank out 100 episodes without even realizing it.
Yeah.
Because it's not like doing a video where you have to like toil over the edits and things like that. It's a lot more fluid and whatever.
Right.
And so because of that, I feel like you can let things evolve very naturally, mm-hmm. which is what we've been doing with Grace's show, which is a much more elaborate show because we've kind of always filmed it from the beginning. With this, I feel like what's nice is let's start with this and let's see where it kind of takes us. But we're already talking about doing like themed episodes, having guests on, but it's always going to revolve around the advice.
That's amazing. Yeah.
I want to have my friend on and get her a boyfriend.
There you go.
Yeah.
And you can
just
have
like
people.
I want to like make over her social media. I did that last night. I used my own advice to make over one of my friend's social media profiles because we have to have her on. She has officially been on. So I thought my best friend from back home, hi Sydney. She's probably not watching this because she has a job. And she is usually goes on the worst dates ever, and they're all named Michael, which is freaky. Ooh, like, five of them all named Michael. And it's also, like, I love her to death, been best friends since we were a little kid. She gives everyone too many chances. Like, she goes on these dates with these terrible guys, and they do all these terrible things, and then they break up with her eventually because they're like, how did you still date me? I'm terrible. And I'm like, what are you doing? So I thought she was the worst with dating, but my friend just went on the worst date in the entire world, which it rivals any date that I've been on, which... I was been on some pretty bad dates, so I want to have her on super bad.
Yeah.
To talk about it, about like dating apps and stuff. But then I have another friend who I would love to be able to do like a segment that kind of like spans, like we've talked about this, where it spans a couple episodes where it's like going over what her dating profiles are like and like what she's looking for.
Yeah.
And like, I want to do something where I'm like in her ear, feeding her lines as she's like with a guy or something.
That would be incredible.
So yeah, I think that would be fun.
We're definitely going to do things like that, like Tinder makeovers. So Megan is actually, as it turns out, kind of a Tinder makeover expert.
There we go.
Any dating profile, really.
Well, I've never done any dating
profiles. Well, specifically, one of my best friends, Mitchell Davis.
I'm the reason he's in a relationship.
You're what?
Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, I think you can say that.
Okay,
yeah, because
well, we did it.
He had a Tinder profile. He was like, I don't like Tinder. It doesn't work for me. And she was like, well, let me see your profile. And then she was like, okay, you're doing this all wrong. This photo's no good. You got to change this, that.
Mm-hmm.
Went over all these ideas that she had. And he's like, okay, whatever, fuck it. I'm just going to... Oh, sorry, I'm not like a person.
It's all right, it's all good.
He's like, okay, fine, I'll incorporate some of your ideas or whatever. And he was like, wow. Immediately, he started getting better responses.
There we go.
And he was like, he's like, Megan is a genius.
I am a genius.
Yeah. That's a whole segment itself, Tinder makeover. I love
it. Yeah, and I think that because so many of the questions we get are about relationships, mm-hmm. breakups, I have a crush on somebody, they don't like me back, et cetera, I got friend zoned, whatever. It lends itself to that anyway.
Yeah.
So I think that'll be really fun to have somebody on and be like, and without any like prep, just be like, open up your Tinder profile. Mm-hmm. Let's talk through this.
Yes.
Well, it's funny to be able to see, like, this is the worst. It sounds so bad. The worst is when I'll see like a really good friend of mine, like someone who I love, who I'm so honest with, when their dating profile is so earnest, I'm like, this is so embarrassing. Like, you need to poke fun at this and kind of like be in on the joke of the fact that you're on a dating profile. But if you go into this being like saying like this just very genuine things about you, like, hi, I'm a bookworm, I love like a long walk on the beach and things like that, I'm like, no, I know you, like, but it's true. I'm like, yeah, but you no, this is like, this is not if good. I saw, because I how I go approach like how people have like dating profiles and things like that, I think it doesn't matter your gender at all. I think you should have your profile the kind of profile that you would want to see someone else have, as opposed to like trying to make it what you would want, what you think other people want to hear. I'm like, make it what you want to hear. Like, make it what you want other people to have, because that attracts, like, especially when you have it be like not so obvious and like a little bit of like wink, wink, nudge, nudge kind of jokes things. I'm like, that's how you weed out the people who are stupid, dude, because they're not going to get what you're saying. I'm like, don't hand it to them on a silver platter. Like, make them work for it and then be like, oh, I decoded what it meant. And like, you like this or whatever.
Exactly.
And like in mine, I said my bio used to be when I was on dating profiles, because I also used to like really want to make sure, like, no offense to everyone, like, height was a thing for me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, let's discuss height. I told my boyfriend all the time, like, if you were shorter than me, like, we never would have happened. And he's like, what? And I was like,
oh, so you've got like a height floor requirement.
Yeah. So one of the sections.
What's the height level that's a minimum?
Just
for
taller
you?
Than me.
Which is what?
Well, okay. Well, if anyone who's a casting director is watching, my IMDb height is 5'7". and my real height is like 5'9"-ish. Like, ish. But I used to say one of the lines in my bio was taller than Mila Kunis, shorter than Shaq. So I would want people to like be like, oh, how tall are you? But it would also like weed out guys who were like short automatically.
Right.
Because that's also a thing. Like, I've like gone on dates with guys who are like shorter than me, and they'll like be mad at me for being tall just
and
as much.
Hey, like,
yeah, I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right. Like, I wish I was like a cute little petite thing, but I'm not. I'm a green bean, so, and you're not the green bean. So we can equally be like, great, let's not be like this.
Right.
But so that's what was one of the things that I used to have in there. Because I think like if you've got deal breakers, you should also like lightweight include that.
Yeah.
Like if you're, my favorite though is I have a lot of friends who they'll like talk to a guy on a dating app and they'll be like, oh, where do you live? And I'll be like, oh, I live in Silver Lake. They're like, yeah, no, I'm in Marina. Like, it was nice talking to you. And I'm like, oh, you literally weed them out purely based on like, that's commute. Brutal.
Commute,
not even going to try
over.
It. Like, that's so funny to me.
Semi-long distance. It's over.
Yeah.
It's canceled.
I love it.
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious. Well, I think they're making us wrap soon, but I did want to say you guys are going to film or...
We're
record this
today,
right?
Yeah, we're recording.
Are you
today.
Recording one today or like multiples today?
We're
or...
recording one episode today.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you think it'll be out soonish?
Yeah, we haven't announced our launch date just yet, but it will be out in April.
It's amazing. Well, you guys can catch it. It's going to be called Don't Blame Me, and it's going to be on iTunes, anywhere else you can get podcasts. And again, where can everyone find you on social media?
I'm JackFerry99 on Twitter and JackFerry on Instagram.
And I did want to say really quick before we go, ever since the last interview, I've started the whole, like, aesthetic thing.
On Instagram?
And I'm sorry, it is the white thing like you
Be sorry. Isn't it? It is fun. I like sometimes being put in a box and being able to like figure out what I want to do. If I have too much creative freedom, it's bad.
Yeah.
So like put yourself in a little box and you just get to like run around in the box.
Love it. I love it. And where can everyone find you on social media?
At Megan Rinks and it Megan on Snapchat, which is a lot of double chin pictures and a lot of me with the meerkat filter. I am killing it. My comedy with the meerkat filter. I've been saving everything. I've never been funnier. I'm giving up acting to become a voice actor for a meerkat.
I love it.
So good.
That's incredible. And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. Thanks again for joining us, guys.
Yes.
So much fun.
So much fun. You're my favorite.
Oh, thank you. You guys are awesome. And I did want to say next week we are going to have Ray Diaz on. He just is got on the new show Lopez with George Lopez. So that's super
fun.
But you guys are going to have to check that out. Thanks again for joining us. We love you so much. And we will talk to you next week.
Bye! So many cameras.
There's so many, yeah.
So many cameras.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.
What?